In everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. I'm so grateful for the special relationship God has given me with Riley, my beautiful daughter. From the moment I first held Riley in my arms, God opened the door to a love stronger and deeper than I'd ever imagined. I cherish the times we spent during her early years, building snowmen in the winter and sandcastles in the summer. We constructed elaborate forts for stuffed animals, with whom we also reenacted our favorite movies. As Riley grew, I celebrated her accomplishments and helped her during heartache. Whatever we're doing, wherever we are, I love being her mom. When Riley hit adolescence, she sometimes had questions about school, friends, or teenage drama. As part of the theater program at school, she and her classmates had to navigate getting or not getting the roles they wanted. "I don't know what to do, Mom," she'd lament. "What would you want someone else to do in this situation?" I'd usually respond. "How would you feel if you were in the other person's place?" "My feelings would be hurt," she might reply, or, "It was really disappointing to make it through to the final callback and not get the part." Riley and I had important talks about rejection. In the acting world, someone will always have the happy feeling, "I got the part," while someone else will have the hard feeling, "I didn't land the role." I wanted her to know that even though rejection is a big part of the entertainment world, she could reframe her thoughts, putting herself in the place of others, and deliberately respond with kindness. In these conversations, I pointed Riley back to the golden rule. The Gospel of Matthew records how Jesus articulated this principle: "Do to others what you would have them do to you." 7:12. A version of this simple maxim can be found in almost every culture around the globe. Over the years, I spent time cultivating golden rule kindness with Riley. We'd discuss whether she needed to do something for someone or show compassion and forgiveness to someone. Times when Riley or I needed to ask for forgiveness from someone else arose too. Pondering the golden rule almost always led us to the best next step, whether that was a decision to make or an action to take. When my daughter and I chose to align ourselves with the words of Jesus, we brought more of His love and light to the world, just like His heavenly angels do when they touch human lives. How do you respond to this, dear one? Do you regularly practice the golden rule? If so, keep going. If not, or if your answer is sometimes but not always, like it is for most of us, today is a great day to start reflecting God's character of love, kindness, and respect for all people. You can be like an angel on earth by staying golden. Be an angel. Pure gold is beautiful and valuable. Living a golden rule life is lovely and precious too. Take a deep breath and think about the last time you had a disagreement with someone you love. Consider how the situation might have changed if you had changed. Even if the other person was more in the wrong, how might your practicing the golden rule have altered your conflict? Jot a few thoughts down in a journal and then talk with the Lord about it in prayer. You'll glow more golden as you do.